Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New Jersey has released its guidelines for the reopening of schools in the fall. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg joins us now. Mac, what are some of the changes that we can expect?
So, Linda, the obvious ones, social distancing, so rearranging tables and chairs in the classroom so that the students can remain 6 feet apart. You've got face coverings required for all faculty and visitors. They are encouraged, not required for students, but students will have to wear them in situations where they cannot social distance. So think about walking in the hallways between classes and taking the bus to and from school. Eating in the cafeteria is still going to happen in some cases, but mealtimes will be staggered. You'll have limited groups for recess and phys ed, no contact sports. And there has to be a plan for health screening, which is going to include contact tracing.
Well, what are some of the challenges then that lie ahead for schools?
So obviously it's tough to think about how social distancing might work in certain confined spaces like a classroom or a bus on the way to school. And Governor Murphy acknowledged that, you know, for the larger school district, they will not be completely abandoning remote learning. And this remote learning process is one that really on a dime, the entire state had to get used to in March. So in a way, you know, having that to fall back on is an advantage when you have that option. But every district is going to have some sort of in-person instruction. And, you know, this is where the option for a hybrid learning system comes in, maybe staggering remote versus in-person learning, which would certainly make social distancing and all those difficult situations more possible.
Well, how flexible is this plan?
So, you know, it's flexible to the point that other than social distancing, face coverings, and having people in the building and those gatherings in small groups, basically the big decision-making is going to be left up to the individual school districts. And there was a question asked today at the briefing, is this too flexible? Is there not enough specific guidance here from the state? And the superintendent of the Mount Olive School District, where there are six schools, he was at today's briefing and said that the big question he wanted answered was, will we be coming back? And he says now that that question is answered, he says things need to be flexible because of how different every district is. And he used the example of his district being very heavy on transportation, you know, not a lot of walking to school in his district compared to others. So each of these districts is going to have to take this guidance today and come up with an even more specific plan of their own. And they can, if they choose, start school later, so long as they meet the 180-day requirement. As for going back to school in general, Governor Murphy says we have to be ready to flip a switch if the virus starts to spread again.
That's WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.